AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The prosecution has rested its case against Baltimore police officer William Porter on trial in the death of Freddie Gray while in police custody last April. AP's David Dishnell reports that Porter, in a taped interview with investigators, knew Gray had a history of being combative.
Now, Officer Porter said that he knew Freddie Gray and knew of him. He says that Gray was known to always make a scene and a ruckus whenever he was arrested.
Before prosecutors rested their case, a Baltimore Police Department DNA expert testified Gray's blood was found inside a police wagon on a bench, a wall, and a seatbelt. Prosecutors say Porter failed to summon medical help or buckle Gray in with a seatbelt. The defense is expected to begin its case tomorrow. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders, on a visit to Baltimore, says there is a need to reform police departments to make them more responsive to citizen needs.
The goal is not to have police departments seen as oppressive forces, us against them, but to be part of the communities where people can say, you know, there's a crack house down the street. You should take a look at it.
Sanders says there is something wrong with a country that has more than 2 million people in prison. Boston College officials say 80 students have become sick after eating at a Chipotle restaurant near the campus. Health officials have shut down the restaurant after finding code violations. William Buddy Christopher is the commissioner of inspection services and says the violations were serious.
The food temperature ones is critical. Obviously, a sick employee is critical.
While city officials say they don't know yet what caused the illnesses, Chipotle blames a norovirus not related to the recent E. coli outbreaks at other Chipotle restaurants. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 149 points. The Nasdaq has lost 7. The S&P is off 12. This is AP Radio News. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is being sharply criticized by fellow Republicans and others for demanding a ban on Muslims from entering this country. AP's Warren Levinson with more.
It isn't just Muslim groups denouncing Donald Trump's latest idea.
We particularly know as a Jewish community what happens when you single out one people on the basis of their faith.
Jonathan Greenblatt is CEO of the Anti-Defamation League. He calls the notion of barring Muslims from entering the country antithetical to American values.
And it's a completely offensive idea on very many levels.
The Republican presidential contender defended his idea in a round of media appearances, even citing the World War II internment of Japanese Americans in support of it. Warren Levinson, New York.
Transportation Department says 13 of the nation's busiest air traffic control facilities are suffering from a shortage of air traffic controllers, a problem the department says demands urgent attention. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
This is Rick Burgess from The Rick Burgess Show. If you're still auto-renewing your car insurance without shopping around, you are probably throwing money away. I'm telling you, go check out Insurify. In about 2 minutes, totally free, you can compare quotes from over 100 companies all in one place. Now, here's what I love. Insurify actually monitors your rates and alerts you when prices drop, so you never miss out on a better deal. Millions of people have used it to stop overpaying, and there's no reason you shouldn't too. Do yourself a favor. See what you could save right now at Insurify.com.